I always try to mix it up. Bad news, good news, bad news, good news. You know, there's a lot of bad news out there, but there are good things happening too. And here's a good thing. So, I assume there are schools elsewhere in the country that are also fighting back against some of what is happening at the federal level and in some states, like here in Iowa, at the state level. But we've had some schools in the Des Moines Metro that have said, "Yeah, we're not gonna recognize the pressure being put on us by the Trump administration," because the Trump administration has put out executive orders that are against transgender inclusive policies. I hate it when the Republican Party is able to basically frame the conversation about politics around one issue, one hot button issue like transgender equality. You know, the bottom line is, it's nobody's business. If that's who you are, let's move on and talk about the stuff we really need to be working on. But anyway, you know, I do respect and admire and appreciate schools that are willing to say, you know, we're gonna tackle that differently than you want us to. So, you know, Trump had threatened to cut federal funds and school lunch program money at public schools that had transgender inclusive policies. The Iowa Association of School Boards recommended deleting gender identity from the policy because of that law. So, unfortunately, they buckled to the pressure from the administration. But one school district here in central Iowa, Urbandale, the school board decided not to remove the protections. And again, at the state level, gender identity is no longer a protected class under the Iowa Civil Rights Act, because of actions that the legislature and Kim Reynolds took earlier this year. So Urbandale said, quote, "We will continue to foster knowledge of, respect, and appreciation for the historical and contemporary contributions of diverse cultural groups, including race, color, national origin, gender, sex, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, religion, creed, and socioeconomic background." And one of the school board members, Margaret Young, said, quote, "I don't want to be in a district that says most of you belong instead of everyone." So she voted along with the rest of the board, the majority, to keep the policy the way it is. We'll see if there's any pushback from either the state or the federal government on that. But, it's what some of us have called anticipatory disobedience, because we've seen too many institutions that they anticipate being attacked by the Trump administration, so they come into what they see as compliance before they even have to. Well, this is kind of okay. We anticipate that eventually we're going to be losing funds to this, but we're going to stand our guns, and we're going to say, okay, this may be not what the federal government wants us to do, but you know, here's what really gets me too. Education has always been mostly a local issue. I mean, when I was a legislator, I wanted to see the state involved as little as possible, let alone the federal government. And when Ted Kennedy hooked up with, who was it now? I forget, John McCain maybe, to push the No Child Left Behind Act, that to me was a terrible intrusion into local authority by the federal government. And I think it proved to be a disaster. You know, this is Trump and his government now getting involved in trying to micromanage education, trying to tell schools what they can and cannot do. And so good for Urbandale for standing up and saying, no, we got this. We're going to continue to respect everybody. We don't care what their religion, their gender, their orientation, whatever. It doesn't matter. We're going to respect everybody.